Simon & Schuster Audio presents Horse Soldiers, the extraordinary story of a band of U.S. soldiers who rode to victory in Afghanistan, by Doug Stanton. Read by Dennis Boutsakaris.
Prologue. Uprising. Kali-i-Jangi Fortress, Mazar-i-Sharif, Afghanistan. November 24th to the 25th, 2001. Trouble came in the night, riding out of the dust and the darkness. Trouble rolled past the refugee camp, past the tattered tent shuddering in the moonlight, the lone cry of a baby driving high into the sky. At sunrise, Trouble was still there, bristling with AKs and RPGs, engines idling, waiting to roll into the city. These were the baddest of the bad, the real masters of mayhem, the death dealers with God stamped firmly in their minds. The city groaned and shook to life. Major Mark Mitchell heard the news at headquarters 9 miles away and thought, "You're kidding. We got bad guys at the wire?" He ran downstairs looking for Master Sergeant Dave Betts. Maybe he would know what was happening. But Betts didn't know anything. He blustered, "One of the agency guys came down and told us we got 600 Taliban surrendering. Can you believe that?" Surrendering? Mitchell couldn't figure out why. He thought the Taliban had fled from the approaching forces of the Northern Alliance to Kunduz, miles away. American Special Forces and the Northern Alliance had been beating them back for weeks, in battle after battle, rolling up territory by coordinating airstrikes from the...